Blog Talk Radio.
You remind me of the sweet
love that I
mean? I saw her walking by. I looked at her and I'm like, damn, baby, you remind me of love. Oh, welcome to the show. Can a player play your boy Pretty Tone in the building once again every Sunday, 2:30. I come through here, I represent me and my kin folks, you know what I mean? K Diddy. You know what I mean? K Diddy, where you at?
I'm right here, baby boy. In the flesh, in the really building.
And of course, you know, we always come through with Lady Joy riding with us, you know what I mean? I think she with us this week. Last week, she was doing her celebrity thing, you know. She a local Las Vegas celebrity. Lady Joy, where you at?
I'm right here, baby. I'm right here. I did the dodgeball thing last week. We kicked butt the first time, but the second time when we had to play the winners, they tried to kill me. But it was all in fun, and it's for a good cause.
Absolutely, absolutely. This week's topic, love, lust, and lies, and all the things that make up our lives. Yo, man. When I thought of this, I just laughed to myself, and that's why I started off with MJB, you know, you remind me of love, because a lot of people confuse lust and love, you know what I mean? A lot of people confuse one-night stands and long-term relationships. A lot of people confuse let that crazy bitch go by or let crazy brother go by, because you let them in your door, you got a world of problems. Love,
right.
Lust, and lies.
Especially when you unleash on them and everything, you know, and you know you, that one time it's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna let them have it this time, and then they like, oh hell no, I got to come back for some more of that. You don't give them your best the first time. You give them a little.
You don't give them your best the first time
because
you might get
no,
a talker, right, Lady Joy?
That's right, because you know if you're like, well. You know, I ain't seeing this as a long-term thing. Then you don't just unleash on them like that because you won't be able to get rid of them. You give them all the goodies and stuff like that.
Well, you know, they could consider that as a one-night stand.
Some people do. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If you consider it of one night stand, but the other person might, you know, you unleash on them like that, and it's like, oh, well, hell, I got
nah,
to
they ain't going
yet.
Nowhere.
Exactly.
There you go. You know what I mean? Sometimes,
exactly.
You know,
can you say stalker?
Stalker. I got a good friend, TNA, me and her talk about this all the time, and she's like, man, you can't drop the bomb on everybody. Cause
exactly.
Some drop the bomb on they in the bushes one time.
Mm-hmm.
They in the bushes. They all at the grocery store calling you on the cell phone by
right. They looking for you in the daylight with a flashlight.
The
okay.
Flashlight. You know, you taking your grocery bags into the house, the phone ah. And put them down like, hello. You like, yeah, I see you've been to Albertsons, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, where you at? Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
I see you over there at Walgreens. Okay, I'm over here at Vons, and I see you at Walgreens. So.
So,
okay.
It popped in my head, and I'm like, love, lust, and lies, and all the things that make up our lives. And I thought this was just crazy because it's real, though. You know, growing up, nobody tells us these things. And, you know, even a lot of people we associate with us don't teach us certain things. And you just brought up something critical that most people don't think about because, you know, even dudes. You know what I mean? I'm going to, you know, because fellas are always emailing me about I'm riding. Even dudes, you know what I mean? You put it down on this email, you're like, you know what, I'm going to hit this a couple times and keep it moving. You
right,
put it
right.
Down on her.
And yeah,
and
but see, you know, if you're not trying, if you're going to lay it down like that and you're not, really not trying to look for a relationship, you know, don't do that because that can
and
bring you in a world of trouble, bro.
And you're in a world of trouble. She
that,
all
exactly,
at your workplace.
Boy, she be all up in your back seat and stuff when
you
get in
mean?
The car.
Talk about she parked down the street, eating Wendy's, watching your
mm-hmm.
house.
Knowing when you're going over to Vons or Albertsons or the 99 cent store, waiting for you in the parking lot. Like I said, can you say stalker?
You know what I mean? Even though we up on here laughing and y'all listening,
it's true.
It's true. It really ain't no joke, man. You know, we making light of it, but it's real.
It's definitely real. So, you know, if you want a one-night stand, don't unleash all of that because...
You can't unleash all of that on them.
Because they're going to be thinking, oh, well, damn. I need to get some more of that there, okay? And they'd be all up in there like some swimwear. Okay, so if you don't want that, don't give them all of that.
Nah, man, you got to be real careful. You know what I mean? We walk down some dangerous paths in this life, and, you know, I like to talk about the psychopaths, both male and female. And, you know, sometimes, you know what I mean? You know, BBB told you, don't ever trust a big butt and a smile.
Don't trust a big dick and a smile either, okay?
Yeah, you don't say it again, lady.
Okay. Even though they might try to fool you by stuffing some socks down there. when you get home and it might be the real thing, don't trust it, okay?
You know what I mean? You have to take off wigs and stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're like, damn, I thought that was your hair.
Taking out the fingernails and the eyelashes and the false leg and stuff like that.
See, y'all, I'm wait a minute. Now, see, I'm surprised at y'all. I am offended, upset, and appalled. Just weeks ago, y'all had issues with the philosophy of the test drive. Now, see, if you had a test drive, you would know all the knobs and gadgets didn't work. You wouldn't have that damn surprise you're talking about now, see? I just want y'all to check yourselves. See, y'all talking about the test drive philosophy, but it had some valid points to it.
Right.
Hey,
but
you know what I mean?
I got you, but what I'm saying
is... Well, it took us a moment. Lady Joy, let's just say it took us a moment to come around to his avenue.
Okay.
His turn to talk. You know what I mean?
We don't even try to go there often.
not very often. We don't drive on KBD Avenue too often.
Okay, but...
You know what I mean?
What we're talking
about
today...
I realize what we're talking about.
I'm just saying, what we're talking about today.
I'm
like,
just glad y'all catching up.
Love, lust, and all of that. Yeah, we're bringing all the issues to the table, baby. Ain't no thing. But what I'm saying is, if you see someone and you want to just tap that, and that goes women and men, you know, because men always think, oh, you know, I'm going to get that, you know, hit it and quit it. Okay, women think the same way. Okay, we think the same way. Okay, I'm going to get some of that and be out. Okay, you don't give it your all. You know, you give them a little taste of that, but if you lay it on them real thick, you are going to have a stalker all up in your ass parts.
Stalker, you know what I mean? It's on some real thing.
You don't just lay it out like that, unless that's something that you want to deal with on a long term. Know what I'm saying?
Yo.
So I got a question. So now what you're saying is, hold back. Don't give it all to them the first time, right?
Unless that's what you want to deal with later on. What I'm saying is, you know, nights of passion, it's nights of passion. But understand something. You know, you lose yourself into what you're doing, and that other person loses themselves into what you're doing, you're going to have somebody all up in your ass, all up in there like some swimwear, and that might not be what you want to deal with. So what I'm saying is, think about what you're doing before you jump into that. You know, passion is passion, okay?
A booty call is a booty call.
Exactly.
On some real ish. A booty call is a booty call.
It's a booty call. Exactly.
And Lady Joy, I'm so glad you put it out there. Because a lot of times fellas have a difficulty, you know, oh, yeah, I'm a kind of player. We try, you know, a lot of people talk about keeping it real. We try to keep it as real as we can. We show our flaws, like we say, we ghetto, but we profound. A lot of y'all, you know what I mean? A lot of y'all don't understand that women think the same way. Like Lady
exactly.
George said, she'd be like, I'm going to tap that.
And be
but
out.
I'm just going to swim one time and be out.
Mm-hmm. I might hit it maybe two or three times and be out. You know,
I might
have liked it.
There you go. A lot of brothers
mm-hmm.
want to convince themselves, like, you ain't God's gift, man. Same thing
it's
I tell women. Anything you can do, somebody else can do too, and sometimes better than you.
Exactly. And Tony, a lot of men don't seem to realize. They think that they got the market cornered on being a player. Oh, honey, no. It's a bunch of women out here. Think of cougar. Can you say cougar? Okay. And, you know, cougars hit it and quit it and be on to the next. Okay, so.
Cougarillas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So men, don't think that you got the market cornered on hitting it and quitting it, okay? No, you don't. Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot of women out here, a lot of lonely women that get caught up. But then there's a whole nother majority of women is like, I'm going to get this and I'm going to be out. So think about that. You're not the only ones that can do that.
Love, and lies. You know what I mean? I see a lot of people joining us in the chat room.
Ooh, I'm
loving it. Got a lot of people that are just listening in. You know what I mean? Welcome to the show. So glad you took time to join us. To everybody out there, you know what I mean? Lady George just made some good pointers. We're trying to, you know, kind of play a play. We're trying to teach y'all about the game of life. A lot of y'all got it confused. You know what I mean? A lot of times when you get told something, you're hearing what you want to hear. You know what I mean? Once again, play a stepping game up. I'm the author, pre-tone. And in there I write, don't hear what you want to hear. Hear what you're being told.
Exactly. Tony came up with the book, Play a Stepping Game Up. I came up with the name, Can a Player Play? Because we're all players in this game.
Absolutely.
We are all players. You know,
and
if you can't play the game, if you can't step your game up and play it, step out.
You know what I mean? And a lot of y'all, you know, think, oh, I'm a smash on this. I'm a hit that. I'm a tear it up. Yeah, when you do that, you ain't thinking about the ramifications that come out after that. That person probably ain't had none in like 7 years, and you're going to put it down like that? And then suddenly you think you're going to be out?
And think
out
you can
where?
Just walk away?
No.
And think you can just walk away from, oh, hell no. They've been took your weenie and put a leash around that bad boy and be leading you. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. If that's not what you want to get into, okay, don't throw it down like that because there's people out there. There's women, you know, I ain't even going to say nothing, but there's women that can just lay it down like that, you know, and like, you know, I'm in, I'm out, okay? And there's men that do the same thing to women, okay? And it's like, I'm going to hit that and I'm going to quit that. But what I'm saying is if that's not what you want on a long term, don't just throw it all out there. Don't just give it all to a person. You know, just feed them a little bit and see if that's what you want to deal with. If that's not what you want to deal with, don't throw it out there like that because they're going to be all up in your ass parts, okay? All
up
in there like some swimwear.
Another point we want to tack on to that is also – you got to be careful, and you see, this is what you tell people sometimes, because sometimes when you talk to somebody and you show a measure of, I'm going to say sophistication, you show something that they ain't seen before. It's not only the sex, because sometimes long before the sex, somebody get hooks on your words.
Exactly.
And you think you're just going to come and, yeah, you think you're just going to take them and wine them and dine them, you know what I mean? Sinead,
mm-hmm.
they probably
before
ain't
you
never
even
been
get
wine
there.
And
right,
yeah,
before you even get there.
Never. That's right. Never been wined and dined. You think you're just going to show her that life she ain't never seen before for a night and just walk away? Man,
mm-hmm.
you better be careful,
mm-hmm.
man.
That's
you know what
I'm
just
saying.
Like a woman, You know what I mean? She come to us, she be like, nah, boo. She be like, nah. She be like, I got this. I'm paying for dinner tonight. You
exactly.
Going to hold
so
the wallet.
Right. So when you go out to your car and all your tires is flat, okay, remember what you did, okay? Home Sally be in the back
you know,
seat. You get in the car,
you
just have
gonna
nice
buy another brother outfit. How you just gonna buy me these nice outfits and then trying to be like you gonna go buy another brother some outfits? I ain't having that. You know?
Okay.
Hey. We laugh
and that's when they start wanting to go break windows out and put tires on flaps and all that other crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for you when you come outside.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I love you long as you with me, but if you with anybody else, I hate your guts and I want you to die.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So, you know, if you want a one-night stand, a one-night stand is cool. But
hey,
think about what you're doing.
Here go the icing on the cake. You know what I mean? You know you wore a condom, and she's like, well, I'm pregnant, and you even start doubting yourself. You're like, did I?
Did I do that? Is it mine?
He's like, nah, I knew I wore a condom.
No, buddy. Look, we only been going out 3 months, and I'm 8 months pregnant, and it's yours.
Okay.
I don't know. You mean like my dick playing tricks on me? What the hell? We went out 3 months ago, but you're 8 months pregnant. What?
Damn. How'd that happen?
That's they call that immaculate conception or some shit.
Yeah, and then that means that you have to go on Maury. You are not the father.
You are not the daddy. Hey, TNA, you know what I mean? My dick has made a lot of mistakes, but damn, was that one? What's that? 3 months or 8 months?
Tony, do we have anybody in the chat room or
we have
on
a lot
tweet?
Of people
because
in the
you know
chat
I love my chat room folks and my tweeters and stuff. I love them.
You know what I mean? They're in the chat room, but most of them are listening to us online right now. And we want to take a shout out, you know what I mean, and say welcome to the show. We love y'all. Come through and rep with us. We ghetto, but we profound. And, you know, and even though we laughing and stuff, you know, all of us, all these situations and scenarios we're talking about is real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of brothers
exactly.
and sisters have lived through this, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You ain't had a boyfriend in a while, and you decide, you know what, this dude hollering at me, I'm going to let him go on and get a little bit of the goodies. But, you know, I'm going to put a little bit on him, not a lot. I'm going to show him
exactly.
a little
don't
bit.
Don't give him all the cookies.
Yeah, and then, you know, you wake up the next morning, he all on the phone with his mama talking about he found the one. And
okay.
You're like, baby, I know I just gave you breakfast, but, it's trying to roll out. You guys, how you going to be like that, girl? You cold.
And
you be like, okay.
Well, like the Ricker says, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. You don't give them all the milkshake, boo. Okay, you let them sip on it a little taste, okay? You don't let them just suck it all up. You don't just let them suck it all up. Just give them a little taste of some milkshake.
Yes, indeed, man. So love, lust, and lies, all the things that make up our lives, because a lot of us have been fed, you know what I mean, fairy tales and fantasies and stuff of that nature. But, I think we got somebody want to join us.
So
bring them.
What I think we need to do, Tony, I think we need to break it down in segments and put them in priorities, because we need it. That's how we get to that. Does it start out by lust first, because we how do you get to the love and to the lies? So I think we need
it's
to take
it's a visual
one
thing, K. Diddy. Come on now.
Okay. No. I got you that. But what I'm saying, that's all I'm saying. For the listeners, I think we need to take one thing at a time and show how they all interact with the other.
Oh man, that's profound. Hold on, 813, y'all live with us. Welcome to the show. What's good?
Good afternoon. You guys know who this is. This is Passion. And I just Hi, how are you guys? I'm just now tuning in because I've been out shopping, and I missed what your topic was about, but I tuned in at a very juicy moment, so I'm eager to hear.
Oh, we're talking about one-night stands and all that good stuff.
We're talking about love, lust, and lies, all the things that make up our lives.
Now, one-night stands is it.
Sometimes you just want a little companionship. But you know what, ladies? I'm going to tell y'all something. We got a lot of rules, and I'm constantly reminded of the double standard nature of life. Because if a brother do a one-night stand, he's a player, right?
Not necessarily.
Thank you. But if a sister do it, everybody wants to label her. But she a hoe. But at the same time, we all playing this game of life, and sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just want a little bit that night. That's it.
Exactly.
I don't have enough heartache. I don't have enough brothers playing games. Just go on and hit this for me right fast and keep it moving, player.
And you're just trying to get that hate off of you, okay? That hate, you know, just trying to get that off of you, okay? And I think that's really jacked up because men, they're called players when they do that. Women are called hoes. And it's the same process. You know what I'm saying? Both men and women are doing the same thing. So you can't label somebody for doing the same thing that you can't label a woman doing the same thing that a man is doing. You know, although that's how it's been for years, but still, the end result is the same. Okay, we got feelings too. You know, we might not want to have a relationship. We might want to just, you know, get off. Because of whatever reason.
All right. What we're going to do right here is we're going to take a quick little musical break. Y'all don't go nowhere. Everybody listening, welcome to the show. For all of you that's been with us, love, lust, and lies, all the things that make up our lives, we're going to do this little quick little musical thing, and we're going to get right back with you. We're going to separate this stuff and get it all together, show you how it ties in. Hell, we might have to break the show into two segments. But what the hell? Check this out.
No.
Yeah, you told me that you want me, baby. You know what I mean? I hope y'all listen to me.
That was just in the throes of passion.
The headlights didn't work.
I will tell y'all something. A lot of y'all, because, you know, music touches all of us. It's like a universal language. You know, it expresses an emotion. You know, maybe this song is not for you, but there's another song that's for you. Whether it's anger, jealousy, love, sadness, music is a universal language, and we all agree with that, right?
Right.
A lot of y'all take, you know, songs and stuff a little bit too seriously. A lot of y'all hear a song like that, and y'all think, oh, that's a jamming song. Listen to the words of that song, man.
It was for me.
That boy whooped, man. That boy
they
whooped.
Set that out for me for specifically.
He did. Hey, now, love, lust, and lies is what we're talking about, right?
Right.
So now, we're going to keep it on some real ish. Because we know 99% of us have never experienced love at first sight. Is that fair to say?
No, I wouldn't say 99%. You know, there's a lot of people that have experienced love at first sight and been together for years. Because
all right.
that was the person for them.
All right.
So is it,
and let's
so
keep
is
it on
it,
some real ish. Go ahead, KD.
I was just going to say, so it's still it's fair to say that the majority of the people don't have that experience. They have the lust experience first.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's visual. When you see something that stimulates you, you see someone that stimulates your loins or whatever, you know.
What about the stimulation of the mind? What about people that are not initially attracted to their physical?
Okay, but come on, K. Diddy, come on. Be real. Okay, you see a woman walking down the street, okay, and she's gorgeous. She's got the bod. She's got everything going on for her. That is the first thing you see. You're going to love
right.
her after
and,
that.
And then, and, then,
you,
and then I,
and
then I
wait,
was thinking.
Wait, let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
You're attracted to what you see first, okay? Then you start talking to that person, and they might say, you know, they open their mouths and say something stupid, and it's a turnoff, no matter how good they look, okay? But
now can I say what I be
thinking? Stimulation is what you see first. You're going to lust after that first, okay?
No, man. Can I tell you what I see?
What?
From a man?
Is this how long ago you're holding a can of my inner sausage, right?
No, I listen to you. Can I say what I'm thinking from
go
a
ahead,
man?
Go ahead,
thank you very much. Thank you very much, my esteemed co-host. What I be thinking is, damn, I wonder that shit got the bug.
What?
Because I be wondering if she got the damn bug, if she got the thing, is she infected? Because the majority of the people want that fine thing. Ain't nobody trying to push up on nothing ugly that's less attractive. They're trying
of
to
course.
Get the fine ones. So them the ones that I'm scared of. I'm scared of the super gorgeous ones. So that's what I be thinking. I don't be lusting. You know why? Because everybody else want to get with that.
Yeah, but, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but you're
thank
saying
you.
That.
That's all
but
I asked.
But believe me, I understand where you're coming from with that.
Thank
you're
you.
Saying that, but you see something that is attractive to you, you are going to try to get to that and see what's going on with it. So, you know, you'll have to talk to them first, you know, and what come out their mouth might not be attracted to you afterwards. But the visual is what you see first, and that's what attracts you. Come on now, be for real.
So we're all universal. We're all universal. That lust is the first.
Exactly, because first. You know, if you're seeing something that's not attractive to you, you're just gonna walk past it. But you see somebody that to you is gorgeous, and she is like, well, damn. Okay, well, let me check this out here. Okay, you're going to do that. okay? You're going to look into it to see what's really going on up in there.
I assume you're
you know,
talking from the
woman's perspective. And then the mind thing comes after the visual, you know. Different strokes for different folks. Some people might not always be attracted to a visual. Okay, somebody could say something to you, and you're not even looking at them. But what they said to you attracts you, okay? And that can be a stimulant right there. Oh, the spirit.
So you're trying to say, brother, don't be thinking. You know what? I am appalled that you want to insult me like that.
No, I'm not insulting you. I'm not saying just bros, okay? I'm talking females too, okay? We're all human, Tony. Tony, we're all human, okay? So God made us.
She just won't let nobody else have an opinion today, huh?
No, I'm just saying. Okay, anybody else got an opinion, bring it. I'm just saying. I'm not just saying men. Men and women both. We're all human. That's how we are made. So, somebody else got an opinion, bring it. I ain't scared of none of y'all. Bring it.
Well, shut the hell up. Let somebody have an opinion.
I'm going to say this. When I see a woman go by, my first thought is, can I have an intellectually stimulating conversation with her?
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
I can't laugh.
That is my first thought, Lady Joy. I say to myself, can she stimulate my mind?
She just stimulate?
You know what? I don't like to say that I feel as though you're not respecting my opinion here, Lady Joan.
Oh, I do always, boo.
No, you don't.
Do we have anybody on the chat line or tweeters? And where is Passion? Passion, are you still there, girl? Speak up.
Yeah, Passion, I'm gonna let Passion back up in here.
Let her back up in there.
813. But hold on, I'm doing some little technical stuff right now. You see, I'm trying to holler at the folks and tweeter, and get them all amped up because, you know, you be getting them, setting them off.
I love them.
813.
I love my tweeters and my chatters.
The physical attraction, and also real, you know, K. Diddy just brought up a very good point when he said if he's thinking who she got the bug, you know, but in his own way, even though he is being honest, that's on some real, a lot of us need to have that more trend of thought because sometimes when you open that box, you know, you get a bug that you can't give back.
Yeah, you open that Pandora's box of his own.
I'm on the third out there. Public service announcement is that wrap it up. Condoms save lives.
Yep.
You understand?
Put a hat
on
it.
Safe sex, ladies and gentlemen, because you know lust is the first thing you feel when you feel somebody. Because like Lady Joseph, there's not that physical. You got to have that. You understand what I'm saying? And then you can build on that. But a lot of y'all get it all confused and move the numbers around as we separate because that is that lust. That's that vibe that me and you had when you went viral, I went viral, when our eyes met, however we describe it. It's got to be that It's something you sensed about me and it's something I sensed about you. From across the room, from next to each other, sometimes it may even be that our hands just bumped against each other, and you look around like, ooh, hello, you're a pleasant surprise. See, that's game right there. That's game. For all of y'all knuckleheads out there who want to be players, I just gave you that for free. You don't start off with like, bam, baby.
What did you do? You just fell out of heaven?
Okay.
You know what I mean? You
must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day, all that tired line.
You know what I mean? I just gave you a very smooth introduction, real short and sweet. Wow, you're a pleasant surprise. There you go. You know what I mean? a lady that catches is like, ooh, okay, he's a little bit different. He ain't doing that. Mm, you've been running through my mind all day, girl. You should
you
be tired.
You must be tired, Doug.
or take the cell phone out like, damn, my phone didn't ring. And you'd be like, why? Well, you ain't called me. Gentlemen. Gentlemen.
Oh, that's real tired right there. Okay.
Gentlemen, please, step your game up. You got to come a little bit more suave than that. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, the lust is the first that gets us going, because we got to have that before I even come over there and talk to you. Because on some real ish, if I'm not attracted to you, I'm not going to make an effort to come over there and talk to you. And if you're not attracted to me, you damn sure ain't going to come over here talking to me. So, you know, on some real ish, it's the lust. It's that, woo, hello. And like you say, and then you go from there. You build from there. Now, a lot of y'all, it's just that oomph where you get lost. You get lost in that oomph because then you get to confusing that lust. Let me stop saying oomph. This is going over your head. You get caught in that lust, and you get it all jumbled up, and somehow you start using love, and you ain't nowhere near love because I'm going to tell y'all something on some real ish. Love is a responsibility, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You understand what I'm saying? Love is a responsibility. Love take work. Love take, okay, I'm going to be less about me and more about you, and we're going to be about we.
Yeah.
And a lot of y'all out there don't know that. It's just like when you love a child or the way your mom loved you and stuff. It took that less of me, more of you syndrome. That's how you love, and then you got to constantly keep working at it, and you got to constantly keep working at it. But a lot of y'all too stuck on the lust. Oh, man, she had me, my name's shaking, dog. Or she like, oh, he swept my weave out. But then in the morning, it's just constant arguing and bickering because y'all realize y'all can't stand each other. But
right.
Somehow, you've turned this booty call into a 1-2 year relationship of misery apart from the sex. But I can't leave that. Your life is based on that?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
gotcha, bro.
That's rough. Because me personally, I can't deal with misery. I don't give a damn how you make my knees shake. You better have some good moments in there with me.
Yeah, because
that's beyond
know,
the bedroom.
Exactly, because that wears off after a while, you know?
You know what I mean? I got to see the way you care about me, or at least you attempt to care about a brother beyond sex to move me.
Yep.
But everybody, you know what I mean? Go ahead, Joe.
That where, you know, all that attraction and that first moment and all of that stuff, it wears off after a while. You got to have more substance than that. You know, if you're in a relationship, you got to have some kind of staying power because, you know, the sex can get boring after a while. You know, you can get tired of it and it can be a turnoff. And if that's what you based your relationship on, you really don't have anything. And that's what I was saying earlier. You know, if you want to do a one-night stand, do a one-night stand. But don't give it your all unless you feel that, we might be able to do something later on. Because if you throw all of it into the pot and stir it up, that other person will be thinking, oh, they're trying to feed me all of this here, and I'm liking it. You know, and that might not be what you want. And it could cause problems down the line. You know, and you can't tell people don't have a one-night stand because that's not going to happen. You know, we're human. You know, it's nature. You're attracted to someone. You know, it might be a one-night stand, might be a two-night stand, might be a week stand. You know, depending on what you get from it. But, you know, you can't lead someone on thinking that it's more than what it is. You got to be upfront and like, hey, this is what it is. You know, deal with it. If not, you know, move on. You know, move on. Because a lot of people have gotten hurt, gotten killed behind situations like that. You know,
yeah,
I myself, I know what I'm capable of, And if I was a single woman, y'all men would be in some serious trouble. But seeing
I'm
that,
tell
I'm
you
not,
something, man. That,
seeing
that,
that I'm not, you know, save yourself.
There you go.
But what I'm saying
too,
is, go ahead.
Love it.
You know, what I'm saying is, don't, you know, if it's just something that's superficial, the other person might not feel like that, you know, and you can be headed for problems down the line. So, you know, think about what you want to do and be honest with that person. Well, you know, we're just going to do this for the night or, you know, whatever. Just let them know, because some people, there's some lonely people out here, and they think that you're attracted to them, you know, for reasons other than, and it could be a problem for everybody involved. You know what I'm saying?
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, I can handle the truth, baby. I ain't got a problem with none of that.
I didn't mean that to you per se, Joy.
Oh, I got you, boo. I got you. But you're saying there's a lot of people can't handle the truth, so.
No, they can't. Chris Henry, the football player, I want to send my condolences out to his family. I want to send the condolences out to his children. And this is one of the things that kind of triggered me when I brought this topic up, because the bits and pieces that we're getting in the news media, which is not always the truth, is that him and his fiance had an argument.
Mm-hmm.
She stormed out, jumped in the truck, took off. He jumped in the back of the truck. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm talking about this today. And I'm going to get into the love segment of this. You don't jump into the back of a moving vehicle with somebody burning rubber. You know what I mean? That's, you see, it's in these moments. It's right there in these moments where you have to remember, oh, I got three babies I got to think about. So let me let her go cool off. She'll be back. She mad. She'll be mad today. She'll cuss me out tomorrow. I'll call her on the cell phone, call her all sort of names. But I ain't jumping in the back of no moving vehicle. You understand
but
what
then,
I'm
Tony,
saying?
But, Tony, you know, we don't know the whole situation. We don't know what the argument
Absolutely.
Was about.
Hey, don't even matter. Don't no situation make that right. No more than no situation going to make you put a gun up your head and play Russian roulette. So you can't justify that one. I don't care how you look
no,
at
I'm
it.
No,
I'm not trying to justify it.
I'm just saying we don't know what the, you know,
oh,
we're
no,
just what the media, we just get
yeah,
what the media
we're,
God gives us. You know, we don't know what the argument was about, because there's two different situations. One lady said that she saw him in the back of the truck hitting on the window. And then we get another situation where somebody heard him say, you know, I will jump out this truck, you know, if you leave. So, you know, we're getting two different situations. So he's saying he will commit suicide if she leaves him. And another woman that saw what was going on, saw him hitting on the back of the window. You know,
I'm not, you know what, Joe, I want to make this clear. I don't know if what I said came off. I'm not judging that situation by any means. I don't, like you said, I don't know the details. The only fact that we do know is that his three children are now
fathers. Without a father, right.
I know that his fiance is now without the man she supposedly loved.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the young man who had a promising future is now gone, and all I'm saying is in those moments is when you got to think. You know what I mean? You got to just be like, you know what I mean? I ain't jumping in the back of no moving vehicle.
Right.
I'm
going
to stay right here, even if you're mad and you call her a couple B words and a couple whole words and, you know, she'll be back, whatever it is.
We'll kiss and make up and all of that.
Eventually, or we'll argue for another week, we'll argue for another month, whatever it is, but I would still be here.
Mm-hmm.
I would still be here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would still be here to take care of my kids. I would still be here to argue with you about my kids, but I would still
be here. Mm-hmm.
Knowing the moment that you're in.
There you go. Knowing the moment that you're in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I just want to send my condolences out, and that's what we're talking about. We get on here, we talk about life, we stray off the topic, we come back. It's still life. It's still all life. And the big umbrella that it all falls under. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Love, lust, and lies. You understand? And now we're going to talk about the truths. There are truths that come in here, too. Lady George spoke a truth earlier when she put y'all fellas up on some real game. Sometimes they don't want you to move in. You know what I mean? She lets you come over a couple nights a week, and that's what she wants. But mysteriously, you show up one day at your suitcase, I'm like, I might as well move in.
Not here, bruh.
Then you get your feelings hurt because she got just like Lady George just laughed and said, she's like, not here. Then you hurt. Nah, you didn't understand where you was at. You was taking something and trying to make it nothing to make it into something. She don't mind you coming over a couple nights a week. But now you want to move in?
Mm-mm. Making it more than what it is. No, it ain't that kind of party, bruh. Not up in here.
And it's up for some of y'all sisters because a brother is kind to you. Because a brother holds you down now and then. You're not a brother's wife, man. If the rings ain't been exchanged and the vows ain't been taken and I ain't never told you you wifey, where did you stumble into the assumption that you wifey?
Or even been told, I love you, okay?
Yeah, go back over the conversations. A moment of kindness and being a gentleman to you does not entail that we're in love. Maybe a brother is just a gentleman. I know it's a lost art because everybody used to the thugs and all that. But because a brother holds the door open, because a brother push your seat up, because we have great conversation and we spend time.
What do you always be preaching, Tony? Hear what you're being told.
Hear what you're being told, man.
Right. So Tony, where's the chat room? Where's my tweeters?
Well, let's see what's going up. Let's see what's going up.
And my
caller.
I want to hear from them.
We got a few people in there, but they're listening to it. They can press 714. I see you. You know what I mean? Got guest 1528 in the chat room. Well, you know, thanks for listening in. Your boy got love for you. Yes, we do. Hold on. Switchboard, what's up with you? What you working with, Switchboard? You trying to refresh on me or something? But, hey, I can't. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to send a Twitter out to piss some people off, tell them Joy done said something. Then we're going to come right back.
Tell them I miss them.
But we're going to do this right here, my man 50.
Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Be a millionaire, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Be a millionaire, be a millionaire. Nothing, I just need a little bit more. New music, new position. Knew about it, Sam, so it's going down. Now listen, I can hear your heartbeat, you sweating. I can paint a perfect picture. I get deeper and deeper. I told you I'd get you. I work that, murk that, just the way you like it, baby. Turn a quickie into an all-nighter, maybe. Your sex drive, it match my sex drive. Then we be moving as fast as a NASCAR ride. Switch gears, slow down, go down, roll now. You can feel every inch of it when we intimate. I use my tongue, baby. At least sprung, maybe. I get it, spin it, dance, shit, it's so crazy.
I'm playing no games, I'm playing no games. I'm playing no games, I'm playing no games. Flame, got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way. Yeah, you gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall. Yeah, Sonny, one so true. I love you, Sonny. Thank you for the truth. You let me see. Let me see. Sonny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, y'all. Sonny, I'm so true. I love you.
Welcome back to the show, World Moving Records.
I love that song. I love it. I love it.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're absolutely right, because I was going to get offended, and I was going to start thinking about, are we charging them other people to play their music?
I love that song.
Yes, you egomaniac. But, Joy, you finally got the response you're looking for off Twitter. My man, Keep It Popping 101, say, if a brother giving good dick, why I can't live? Because she needs good dick, I need somewhere to stay. What up with that?
Okay, well, he said he needs a place to stay if he's giving up good dick. Is that what he's saying?
He said if he's laying good dick and she got a place and he need a place to stay, what's wrong with that?
Because, you know, that will wear off after a while. Man up and get your own. Okay, and then lay some pipe, okay? But be a man first. Don't just rely on that because that wears off, bruh.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll Twitter
I
your,
said it.
I'll Twitter your response, and we'll see what it is. Keep it popping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen, look. You know what I mean? But okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to play devil's advocate because who do you get your own? You know what I mean? He giving that good dick.
So? She can be getting
you know
some good pussy, so what? She got her own? She got her own. Man up. You don't supposed to be relying on some woman to take care of your monkey ass just because you laying some pipe. Big deal. Okay? We can do it
okay.
by ourselves. We don't need all of that. And probably do it better.
That, Lady Joy. I'm playing devil's advocate right now. So how is it a female feel because she giving you some coochie? You supposed to be paying all her bills.
It works both ways, bruh. Have her get her own too. Be self-sufficient. okay? Because that will wear off after a while, okay? Especially when other things come into play, like bills having to be paid and food need to be on the table, rent have to be paid. Okay, well, you can't pay rent because you're laying good pipe, okay? Greenbacks have to come into the play here, okay? Because you can't pay your rent just because you're laying some pipe. Big deal. So you got to come. You got to come with more than that, bruh.
He definitely trying to come. I can assure you.
No, I'm quite sure he is trying to come. We all trying to come, okay? We all trying to come of a hit. okay, but you know you gotta bring some more to the table than that, baby. Okay, because that's not gonna pay no bills. That'll satisfy you for the moment, and then after that, oh well, damn, the lights are off. Okay, I'm being kicked out. Okay,
you sounded like me, Joy.
There's no food on the table.
Like me. After I done bust that nut, that don't satisfy that. That energy want their money.
Yeah.
Unless you talking to me about using your talents to go up with this here light, then how that benefit me?
Yeah,
so
can you take that pipe that you're laying down to Nevada Energy, okay, and pay that bill with it? Can you go over to Vons and pick up a few bags of groceries with that pipe that you're laying? Don't think so, bruh. Can you keep?
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Can you go over to Cox Cable and say, well, you know, I lay good pipe and everything. I'll say, okay, we're going to cut the cable off, so what?
Hey, Josh, you crazy? Welcome to the car. Like,
hey, I'm just being real.
Hold on. Like, I want to pay this bill, but I got some good coochie. I ain't got no money, but I got good coochie.
Be like,
what can
we
do?
Women do that shit all the time, bro. You know that.
And it'd be like, and your point is?
You just don't leave me hanging on this?
No, I was just trying to wait to get a word in, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just, you know, telling it like it is.
Women been working that shit forever like that.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes you can work it, sometimes you can't.
Hold on, I think we got a caller here who wants to say something. Let me let him in. 347, you're on with us. What's good?
Hey, greetings. I just want the Sweet D Love. Hey, how y'all doing? Behind Lady Joy, for sure. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. And Tina Turner said it well. What's love got to do with it?
Absolutely. Wow. What happened to Lady Joy? She faded out, but she'll be back.
Anime, get your ass over here and go to work.
But I can't believe it. What's your take index? You sure be quiet.
Anime, get your ass over here and go to work. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't really got a take on it, man.
What? You just don't leave me hanging?
No, I ain't left you hanging.
I got disconnected, so I missed that. So,
oh, I'm gonna say it back. Hey, Lady Joy, how are you?
Hi, sweetie, how are you?
I'm good. I said behind Lady Joy. I said, ain't nothing going on but the rent.
Okay. And you can't pay rent with some dick. Or some pussy.
Well,
okay, they don't
care. And on the other end, yeah, you know, wars have been lost and won and lost behind, you know, some Gucci. So that, you know, that's a whole other story because, you know, you can't pay the rent with that. So no.
Exactly.
You know, that's a different story. But when it comes to, you know, when the man say, like what Pretty Stone was saying about, yeah, well, you know, he got good pipe, you know, and he want to move in just because of that. No, women ain't going with that no more.
Thank you. Okay. Bills got to be paid. Rent has got to be paid. There needs to be food on the table. You need to keep, you know, keep your cable on because, you know, now if you don't have cable – with these analog TVs, you ain't going to be able to see nothing. without that
all.
Bark. Okay.
Right.
And, and the cock table is not going to accept, oh, well, I can lay some pipe. Okay, and your point is? What?
But how many times has a brother been told that same line? You understand what I'm saying about, oh, you know, I'm giving up some of this. What you bringing to the table? What you going to do for me? So when a brother stand up and say the same thing, well, what's the issue with that? When a woman been saying it for decades, for hundreds of years, oh, you want to get some of this? You got to bring me your kingdom. Bring me your soul. Bring me your wallet. Bring a
look,
check.
Baby, let me tell you something. Behind every successful man, there has been a woman, okay?
Absolutely.
Whether it be mama, sister, girlfriend, mm-hmm. wife, or whatever. Okay,
and now we're
in a whole different generation now, baby. So everybody got to bring something to the table. Just because you can lay some pipe, that don't mean shit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole bunch of people out here that can do that. I can do it myself and don't need you and probably do
Hello?
A better job of it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so it's like we're going to do this together. We're going to do this together. Just because you can do that, I can do that. I don't need you for that. But if you're going to bring something to the table where we both can benefit from it, we both can be happy, okay, so be it. Don't just come up in my face talking about what you can do. I can do that, too, and I can do it by my damn self and probably do a better job of it. What?
Oh,
very
wow.
good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it. I ain't scared of none of y'all. What?
Wow. Hey, there you go, trying to beat up folks again.
I'm not trying to beat up nobody. I'm just saying, I'm just giving it the way it is. I'm just saying the real. I'm not trying to beat up on nobody. If you're scared of that, well, you ain't got no backbone. I'm just telling it like it is, bottom line. Okay? Okay, you could probably get yourself off better than anybody else could because you know what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just because somebody said, well, baby, I can just do this and I can do that. Okay, well, can you help pay this light bill? Since you're all up and through here, can you keep the lights on? So
no, I love you. I love you.
And I love you, too, and I love me, too, and I love having my lights on. I love to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I love to watch TV. What?
I love getting my hair done.
Thank you. And you love to eat, too, and you love to... watch the game on Sunday? So it's a lot of love going around. What?
So I hear what you just said, but that's still double standard, though. You heard everything that y'all just said. She's telling basically the reverse of what we say. You say
what?
You love all these things, so brother got to come with something. So why y'all
Wait.
Can't come with something for brother laying it down?
Look, no. What you said, Tony, was homeboy said, well, I can lay some pipes. She got a place, I need a place to stay so I can lay some pipe. Big deal. Okay? She can lay her own pipe by her damn self. She don't need you. But if you want to bring something to the table other than laying some pipe, you know, bringing some substance to the, you know, because bills got to be paid, bro. You want to eat? You want to eat these black eyed peas and cornbread and all this stuff that I'm cooking? Well, we need the electricity and the gas to be on for me to do that. Okay, and you going down to the gas company, and you going down to the electric company talking about how good a pipe you can lay. That don't mean shit to them. They'll turn the shit off before you get back home.
See, that's why a lot of brothers think it's cheaper to play pocket pool.
Oh, play pocket pool. You know,
hey.
Whatever floats your boat, whatever blows up your skirt. Okay? But what I'm saying is, you know, it ain't that kind of party no more. And, yeah, there's some women out there that will fall for that shit. You know, because they
yes.
think they need to have a man in their life. But there's a majority of women out here that are self-sufficient, you know, and will feel, no, baby, I worked hard for this here. So you want to come up in here, you got to bring something to the table more than you laying mm-hmm. some pipe. I can get pipe anywhere. I can go over to the adult superstore.
Because I got big
pipe.
Black in my drawer.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying. I can go over to the adult superstore and get some pipe. What?
She got big black in her drawer.
And on the nightstand.
I know that's right.
Okay.
Hey.
That's what I was talking about. I can just reach over, pull the drawer open, and big bruh is right there.
Hey, pretty tall. He's
hold on. I can't do to make your point. I hear you in the background. What's up?
No, I just said. That's why they I got one in their drawer for that exact reason. They ain't got to feed him. They ain't got to wash no clothes. They ain't got to
fall in love with him.
And long as they got money to get extra batteries, they
and
all
exactly. Good. And you can get batteries at the 99-cent store.
But it's better to get the Duracell. It's better to get the Duracell because they last longer.
Okay. And then if you happen to be in the 99-cent store, just stock up, okay?
See, Tony, I'm doing one of your numbers right now. I'm riding with the women, but I'm going to flip that shit in a minute.
But, you know, that person set themselves up for the answer, you know. Behind that, they set themselves up. You know, a woman with low self, a woman with low self esteem would just go with that.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, you can come in, you know, because you got good pipe, you know. But then she grows up too, and then you know the relationship goes to hell because they on the outside, you know. Mm-mm.
You know, and if you go into a relationship based on that, you don't have nothing because it's not going
to
last. It's not going to last because you can get some dick and you can get some pussy anywhere.
Where?
Okay? And it might be better than what you already got the next go-round, you know, wherever you end up at. You know, so it's like I said earlier, it wears off after a while. And if you're trying to build a relationship on that, it's not going to happen. So you got to have more substance. So homeboy talking about he lays good pipe and he needs a place to stay, there's some homeless shelters all over the place. Bruh, take your pipe down there. Okay, take your pipe to the homeless shelter since you ain't got no place to stay. See how it works for you down there.
I think you're hating, Lady Jo.
I'm not hating. I'm just stating a fact. You know, he's up there talking about, you know, because he lays good pipe. Big deal. Okay? Like homegirl said, open the drawer right next to the bed. Okay, nightstand. There's big homie right up in there. Do a better job than you. What? I ain't got to feed him.
Yeah, mine.
The only thing I got to do for him is just put a fresh battery up in there. What? So, you know, don't bring that drama here. You know, if you packing big deal, okay? Well, pack some bills up in here. Okay? That's what I'm saying. It's a new day, baby, okay?
Yeah.
It's a new day. We're going into 2010. We're in a recession. Okay, and
birds got a chirp, dogs got a bark,
fish
got a
whatever. Y'all little niggas better get off that damn tree.
Birds got a chirp, dogs got a bark, fish got a
swim. Yeah, and everybody
got to do something.
Exactly.
That's right, absolutely.
So shut up and listen to my profound statement, thank you.
Oh, and he's telling somebody to shut up.
My profound statement needs attention.
Well,
oh, they got it now.
We're waiting.
Oh, you got it.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Obviously, nothing was said, so that's what he meant. Nothing.
I just told you, birds got a chirp, dogs got a bark, fish got a
swim.
Everybody got to do something.
Something.
Okay.
You got it? You got it?
We already knew that.
Thank you. No, it isn't obvious, because if it was obvious, you wouldn't have just made the point that you made. All I did was reaffirm your statement.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I still stick to the same thing that I say. You got to bring more to the table than what you can do under the sheets. And it works.
Well, hey,
I'm talking men and women.
Good. Hold on. I think somebody else want to get back up in here. Hold on. Damn, the phone is off the Richter scale. I see here 347. What's good? What's good?
What's good, people? This is S-Dot from Brooklyn.
All right.
What's happening, family?
Well, I just was getting ready for my show that starts at 8, and I saw you guys had an interesting topic, but I heard the young lady make a statement that she said to the gentleman, and I want to know if I'm getting the right context. She was saying something to the effect that she can roll over to the nightstand and pick out her whatever she needs that has batteries and can do the job better than him. Was that correct?
That's what she said.
I said that because he's relying on that to move into somebody's place. And you know, because he don't have a house. So he figured,
okay. Let me say this to you. If a man responds to you with negativity in the sense that he's using his physicality as a basis of a relationship, I think that the most damaging thing that you could do and demeaning thing that you could do as a woman is to respond back to him by castrating him. I mean, because first and foremost, if you're a woman who desires to have a battery-operated device, then that's your privilege. However, if you're a woman who desires to have a real relationship with the real man, and you put that out there into the atmosphere that you prefer or you would rather be able to replace a man with a battery-operated device, what that says to the man is that you've got a man-hating spirit. And if you've got a man-hating spirit, then I wouldn't be attracted to you. I'm just saying I don't know the whole context of the conversation. I'm saying your remark that you made.
I said that. Now, understand where I'm coming from. I said that because he said, well, I can lay some good pipe. I need a place to stay. She got her own place. So if I just lay that on her, I can just move into her place.
Well, that's a rooster. That's not a man. That's a rooster.
We're on the same plane with that, darling. We're on the same plane.
You don't even go to the level of a rooster.
But that's what the show is about. When somebody put it out there like that, they're going to get it back like that. That's what we do, okay? And my point is, no, honey, you got to come with more than that, okay? That's why I said if that's the case, I can just open my nightstand and handle it, okay?
Well,
if that's,
you know,
all you got to offer.
Joy, can the man finish?
I think that the nightstand thing is going.
Hold on,
as a woman.
No, sweetheart. You know he emasculated his own self coming like that.
But I think
you don't come at a woman
time,
like that talking about,
no,
well,
but
you know.
I think that in the time, one of the things that I'm saying is that I think that in a time where men and women are in crisis, the most negative thing that you can do is respond to negativity with negativity. If that's the way that an individual feels, then you just keep it moving. But to respond to that man in a way in which you're talking about, you can replace him with a battery operated device, this is part of the reason why so many of our men are at odds with our women, because too many of our women are saying things so destructive to us like this. If you see
But baby, think about what's being said to us. Okay, that works both ways. You know, you come at me with some craziness like that, you're gonna get it back.
No, I mean, we could go back and forth all day. What I'm saying to you as an individual, as a listener who's hearing you, I'm saying to you as an individual that what you're doing is counterproductive to where it is that you probably want to go in life and relationships. Now, if you desire to have a relationship with a real man, then you don't stoop to calling yourself or putting yourself out as a woman to responding to a rooster. Because if you do that, then any time a real man hears you talking about you're willing to castrate a man with an artificial device, if I was a man that was interested in you and I heard you make that comment, I would want nothing to do with you.
Okay, well, that's all fine and good. Everybody, opinions are like assholes, baby. Everybody got one. But what I'm saying, when you come like that to me, I'm going to come back at you, you know. And I'm a female. I've been on this earth. I've been around the block a few times, sweetheart. And you know, I've had men come at me all kind of ways where I've had to put them in their place. And if they didn't like
wait,
what
wait
I said,
minute,
oh,
uh-oh,
minute,
what place
minute,
is a man? Uh-oh, what place is that? What place is that?
That's what I'm trying to say. I've had to
because
put men in their place because
of... a man in his place. A woman's job is to be a woman, and a man's job is to
be a
man.
And I am being a woman, sweetheart.
To put a man in his place.
I'm putting him in his place because I didn't, you know, he insulted me, coming at me in a certain way.
Who gave you the authority to put him in his place?
Because
I
put him in his place because he said something to me that I did not like, okay? And I'm not, and like
wait,
I said, and I will continue to say, I'm not scared of none of y'all. If you come at me in a certain way, and if you can't deal with what I got to say, oh, well. You're going to come at me and just say something to me? Just say anything to me? I don't think so.
Well,
you know, I'm not cussing
at
nobody. I'm just putting you in your I'm just telling you how I feel, just like you told me how you felt.
Our relationships. Because from the time that I began speaking, I don't think that you heard a word I said.
I heard everything what you said. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what I said because you're talking while I'm talking.
And
so it's impossible for
you
to hear what I'm saying if you're talking while I'm talking. I give you the courtesy of allowing you an opportunity to say what you're going to say.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that I think it's really demeaning and disrespectful, and it takes you out of your nature as a woman to stand here and feel like it's your responsibility to correct the man. I mean, life is too short to be spending it standing around with foolishness. If you find an individual who isn't to your liking or who's doing something that's disrespectful to you, apply the rule of Kim and keep it moving. All of this talking about it's your responsibility. You're going to put him in his place. Why? Who gave you that authority?
Are you hearing what
I'm
saying? Are you here? Who gave me that authority? I gave myself that authority, bruh, because
that's,
he came at me wrong, and I had to put him in check. Okay?
That might be the problem, because
I don't care if it is. He might, baby, he might consider that a problem. That is on him. But you come at me the wrong way because I'm a very respectful person. I do not come out of my character until somebody come out of their character towards me. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? I'm a very good person. I have a very good heart, but I'm not going to take no crap, you know, because of somebody being a man. No.
That's not,
you know, you disrespect me, I'm going to put you in check.
You're confusing the two.
I'm not confusing anything.
You keep saying he's because of him being a man. That behavior that he's exhibiting
isn't manhood,
that's maleness.
Honey, if it's a female coming at me the wrong way or whether it's a male coming at me the wrong way, if I feel that I'm being come at the wrong way, I'm going to put him in check. I don't care who it is. I don't disrespect, and I'm not trying to get disrespected and take that. Because if you let a person disrespect you and they think they can get away with it, they're going to keep doing that. Okay? And I'm not the one. I don't come at people like that.
My man, you say what's the name of your show, family? First of all, you came through and you represented. So your boy Pretty Tone going to come through and show you the same love. What's the name of your show, brother?
All right, I have a show called the S. Well, it's blogtalkradio.com/the S.files, and the name of the show is called The Booty Call Show, and we talk about love and life relationships. Real
what time
talk.
Does it start?
Okay.
The show starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to come through, and I'll represent your show, brother. Thank you for coming through. We're going to hang with you, though.
Lady Joy, I appreciate you, bro. I really do.
Have a good evening.
And I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And I love the controversy that we have because we got two different opinions, and that's what it's about. You know, everybody got to put their two cents in there and let it be known.
My thing as a man is, as I say that, you know, and I come from a black background of me being a very promiscuous, womanizing man, being a player, for real player. So me having been in the music industry for 2 decades and done everything that you can imagine that a heterosexual man could do, I've grown up. And in my growing up, I like to allow other people to be able to learn because what I say is that a wise man learns from a fool. So some people need to learn from some of the foolish mistakes of other people. Now, when I hear a woman standing on the radio who's talking the way that you're talking, this says to me that this is a lot of anger, resentment, and hostility. And I'm sure a lot of it is definitely rooted in some legitimate reasons. But the person that you're fighting the most is yourself, because when you're standing on the radio and you're talking in the manner in which you're talking, you don't ever know if your ideal husband, mate, whomever is watching or observing you. And when you allow an individual to pull yourself out of character the way that you've done, it really reflects really badly on you.
Okay, well, like I said, everybody got their own opinions, darling. And I have been married for 12 years, and my husband stands behind me, okay? Mm-hmm. And I stand by what I say. You know, dude,
hold
call
on,
up.
Hold
you
on.
Know, wait a minute.
I got somebody trying to get in on this. Hold on, hold on. 347, you're on too. 307, what's happening, family?
How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? I'm sure you've been listening in. What's your take? You want to add something to the pie here?
I think that from hearing what the, my man was talking about, what was it? My man was talking about how that sex is not everything, and that if you don't have, if you come into a relationship just based on sex and you ain't performing well, things ain't gonna work out well. And
that's
I agree with
saying.
That, but you know what? I agree with that, but you know what? Sex is like about 50%, like as much as money plays a big role. And you got to perform right in order to keep the woman going. If you don't do your job right, she gonna go somewhere else and find out. I see that
now,
in my job.
Let me ask you, are you talking about, what are you talking about, financially, sexually, emotionally, or what?
Sexually.
Okay, and what I'm saying is it's more to a relationship than just that, because that wears off after a while. And when you talk, exactly.
I understand we come from, because sex don't pay no bills.
Exactly.
Right, sex don't pay no bills, but you know what? But you know what, though? I mean, if you got the money, if you and your couple got two stable jobs that's paying the bills, and she needs that. In order to maintain him, in order to take care of home, some of part of taking care of home might be just to keep her happy, and then part of keep her happy is doing what he has to do to make her happy sexually.
That, okay, but baby, after you know that's all fine and good, but when you know after that. When the lights got to be paid, you have to put food on the table for the kids. You know, you have to keep the lights on, the gas on, and that's all you got to offer. That's not gonna pay bills, sweetheart.
Right,
so
but,
my point,
you didn't hear what I said. If you and your couple got a stable job that pay bills.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, definitely. But if that's all you bring to the table, and that was my point from before, when the guy had came in and said that he can just lay some pipe and just move on in. That's all he was bringing.
Oh, he got some issues then, because that's not going to pay the bills. He got some issues, but
That's what I was talking about. Is if that's all you got to bring to the table, I can do it myself. You know, I don't need that.
I'm saying.
You know, it takes two to make a relationship, and
right,
the economy and the recession that we're in. It takes two. Three people to try to make things work.
Three people? I don't know about
that. Well, I mean, like, you know, if you got, like, your
like
son or daughter or something like that that's living at home,
that's,
you know.
That, like
that one of.
No.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if, you know, like, you have a relative that's living with you, whatever. It takes two people to handle this recession that we're in, to make bills, you know, pay the bills and stuff like that.
It depends on what
city
you come
from. One person don't need for a slacker to come in thinking all they need to do is just, you know, do good in bed and that makes it work. No. No. Now, if that's what you want, so be it. But for the majority.
I mean, there's some women out there who just might want that.
Exactly.
Let's have balance in the conversation and recognize that just like there are some men that are out there that think all they have to do is be a plumber and lay the pipe, there are some women out there who think that all they have to do is give some head. And
exactly.
I'm too positive that good head could give you bad credit, you know.
What's the bad credit come out of it, brother?
Exactly, because, you know, somebody giving you good head, but all she got is good head, but she ain't got nothing else going on but good head. She got three kids. She got four baby daddies. Another three kids. Four
three
baby
kids
daddies,
and four baby daddies?
She got a lot of other things going on. And you know,
and a lot of times
women think
out.
That because...
I got hands out in terms of, hey, you gave me... I did the pipe for you. Now I need some money to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm. and you know,
yeah,
and that's
I
not right
a lot,
either, because you know,
especially New York.
Exactly. I mean, there are a lot of EPT women out here, you know, women with the Section 8 women, you know, and you meet them, and they got five women. Well, there's nothing wrong with a Section 8 woman who's striving, because, you know, I come from family members who came out of Section 8 and are doing great things. But I'm talking about the individual who wants to, you know, sit around and just be on that forever.
Right.
You know, there's definitely nothing wrong with anyone who, because of whatever circumstances, find themselves in an impoverished neighborhood, and they have to do what they have to do to get out of that. But we know the reality is that there's some women around there who listen to 50 Cent saying, "Have a baby by me and baby be a millionaire," and that's their mindset. There's some women in our neighborhoods right now who they get more excited over having a baby shower than they do of graduating high school or getting married.
That's true.
Yeah,
I agree with
gentlemen,
you.
I'm going to say something. When Fabulous came out with that song about Baby Put It in the Bag, you know what I mean? I was one of the first people like, yo, you need to ease up off that, man. You got to earn that before you get to put it in the back. You understand what I'm saying? I can't meet you Monday and take you Tuesday to talk about put it in the back. I don't know you like that. What you done did for me? You know what
That's
I mean?
Me.
I ain't even talking about sexually. I ain't even talking about, I'm just talking about, what did you do to earn your stripes so you think you can walk through a store talking about put it in the back?
Absolutely.
Now, earlier, the dude passed a comment about laying pipe, right? And Joy went off on it, but then I play devil's advocate, and I'm gonna put this to you, gentlemen, that women been saying for years that, you know, if you want some of this, you gotta break me off. You know what I mean? Is it wrong for a brother to say that too?
Listen, I think that the reality of it all is that some people at work, they may be in their season of life where they're willing to trick. And if you're in your trick season and you meet a woman or a man who suffers from what I call whole self-esteem, and you two want to make a transaction, then that's on the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about grown folks doing grown people things and being responsible, it's unnecessary for me to have to trick some cash on a woman or a woman to have to trick some cash on me. We're two individuals that are in a supportive relationship that's growing and prospering. It's not about me taking from her or her taking from me. It's about us building.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you took what I said the wrong way, but that's what I'm saying. You know, just because you can bring sex to a relationship, okay, fine and good, but, you know, you got to bring more than that. And that's why I said about the nightstand thing. You know, if that's all you can bring to the table, keep it. You know, and Duke was talking about, well, you know, I can lay some pipes, so, and she got a place, and I need a place to stay. Get your own, bro. She got her.
That's
you can get yours.
And, you know, that guy's not even a man. He's a moocher.
That's why I went off like I did. Okay? I'm not putting myself down. I don't have no low self-esteem about nothing. Believe that. I'm just making a statement about how I felt about what he said. I didn't think that was right. You know, it's like you said, he's a moocher. Okay, well, who needs you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you claim that you can do this, that, and the other. Okay, well, I can do it too. I don't need that. You know, if that's all you got to offer me, uh-uh. You know, if we're going to start in, you know, if we're going to get into each other, let's get into each other, see what we're about. But if that's all you claiming that you got, see ya.
Absolutely.
And that's why I went off like I did, because to me, you know, that's all he had to offer. Okay, so everybody can do that. I can do it by myself. I don't need you. And that's why I said what I said. Huh?
Women too when they come in like a brother like that, right?
Yeah.
It works both ways, baby. It works both ways. I'm not being one-sided because I'm female. It works both ways.
I mean, because by the same token, a man could, or me as a man, I could stand here and say to a woman, oh, I don't need any of that. I can use my hand. Or I could give
exactly.
a
Exactly. That's
and,
what
know,
I said.
But let me ask you, as a woman, Do you feel that I've now reduced you to just being an orifice, that I've no longer looked at you as a person because I've just reduced you to being a person, being something that I could use for friction? Doesn't that make you feel even more disrespected for me to say that to you? It doesn't make you feel more disrespected? I think she might have got cut.
I think she might have got cut. Lady Joy, get back. Gentlemen, you all have brought a new element to the show.
Okay.
Glad you joined us. Your boy going to come through. I'm waiting for Lady Joy to pop back in. But we up on here talking about love, lust, and lies, man. You know, everything that makes up our lives. There's no serious thing jumping off.
Boy, and y'all been just letting the women just run out of control today. Y'all know they done started shit with that pink thing since the beginning of time.
Can I ask a question, though?
Well,
and y'all just been letting them run rampant with that shit. Boy, they've been making pussy demands from day one.
Well, you know what that's about, brother? That's about that today we have a lot of men that aren't men. We got a lot of men with manginas, and they wear manpons. And, you know, a lot of these men suffer from manginitis, and they're being raised by women who castrate them and effeminize them. And we got our young boys who walking around with skinny jeans on looking like girls, and our young girls walking around looking like little boys. And that comes from who? The hand that rocks the cradle shakes the world. So the
Absolutely.
Responsibility of all that's going on right now falls on the shoulder of the woman. So women, men need the man up, women need the woman up about a lot of the nonsense that's going on in our family.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and I've been preaching that, and I always do. You know, this is K. Diddy. I always say everybody need to step their game up individually before they try to bring it together as a unit, and that would alleviate a lot of those problems that you just mentioned. You know, everybody need to learn what their role is and play their own position instead of trying to point fingers at the opposite sex and put them down. Get your
mm-hmm.
shit straight. Step
Absolutely.
Your game up.
I'm Absolutely. Sorry, you guys.
Lady
I got disconnected. Yeah, I got disconnected. I'm sorry. But
yes,
I'm loving
indeed.
This conversation.
But, you know, and that's why shows like this, we're trying to put something out there to trigger, you know, a thought. You understand what I'm saying? Triggered something for, like you said, you just made a great statement, brother, where you said, I say this all the time, too many men are not being men anymore. And a lot of women are not being women anymore. Somehow the roles have gotten crossed up because everybody is this and that. It's 2010, and it's like a brother ain't supposed to say nothing no more. So when you say something, you out of pocket. Or when you say something, you're a chauvinist. Or when you say something, if I ain't saying chauvinistic things, how you going to accuse me of being chauvinist? Because I say my balls are my own.
Let me give you a good example, Let me give you a good example. Let's look at the example of what just recently happened in the media with Chris Brown and Rihanna. Now, these were two dysfunctional young people who came from a dysfunctional background where both of them experienced domestic violence in their homes. That's what drew these two young people together. This young lady, by her own admission, punched this man in the groin, hit him in the chest, went through his cell phone, was verbally abusive to him on several occasions before the night of their altercation. Now, the
night
in which they had that altercation was a terrible thing, and it does not excuse what that young man did to her. However, why is it that we're only talking about what he did and we're not talking about the wrongfulness of a woman who thinks that she can go through a man's phone, hit a man, goad a man into an argument, be verbally abusive or physically abusive? Why are we castrating that young man? Why are we now turning around and talking about Tiger Woods' wife should get a big payday after swinging a golf club at a man putting his life in jeopardy? Why are we talking about that woman needs to be in handcuffs or needs to be in counseling?
Okay, but sweetheart, he's putting her life in jeopardy going out with 14 different women. And as
that's
far as
why,
Rihanna,
that's why we have a thing called divorce.
Right, and that's what she wants to do.
But see, if a man was freaked out when a woman put his life in jeopardy with 10, 14 men, and he wanted to swing on her, then everybody would be talking about he needs to be in jail. Why is this because she's a woman?
But understand how it came about. You know, if that was the case, why didn't he say what happened? Why didn't he say, well, she swung a golf club at me?
The bottom line is, this is a
woman. And then they would have arrested her.
She would have got arrested.
She needs to be in jail. And I think that we need to be real about that. We need to be real about the reality that there are a lot of women out here who think that they can castrate and cut down a man with venomous anger, and the moment that a man responds to that anger, they threaten him with incarceration, taking him to child support court, or something, or he can't see his kids, or something crazy like that. And that's out of control, and that's out of order.
Yeah, there are some out-of-order things, but there are some truths to that, too, honey. Okay, there is some truth to that too. Okay, yes, she was angry. Okay, she's embarrassed.
Why are you rationalizing it?
Let me finish what I'm saying. Okay, now as far as Rihanna is concerned, okay, there was a lot of things that came out what she did. She said she used to bust her brother across the face with a bottle. That's wrong. There, you know, hitting anyone is wrong, whether it be male or female. Okay, out of anger, out of frustration, out of whatever. Okay, and when you're upset about something, it's hard to walk away, whether it's male or female. Okay, yeah, women should go to jail for hitting. I ain't got a problem with that.
But do you hear
any women
saying
that
women should go to jail?
Huh?
You as a woman, and thinking about your conversations with your girlfriends and so forth, how many of the women that you know have sat around and said, those women need to be in jail?
Not a whole lot, but everybody has their own opinion. I'm going by mine. You know, they might not feel that way. They might feel, oh, well, you know, she needed to knock him upside the head, you know, depending on whatever the situation might be. I don't know. I'm going by how I feel. Okay.
Anger is anger,
and it, you know, it comes in all different kinds of shades. It comes in all different kind of ways. Okay, and a lot of times when you're angry, you know, you might just do something that you wouldn't expect yourself to do because you know you're caught off guard with some stuff.
Brown?
Huh?
Okay, so Chris Brown had an angry flare up. Does that excuse his angry flare up?
Why? Because she went through his phone?
Yeah, but we don't know what happened. We know that
exactly.
There was a sustained pattern of verbal and physical abuse by that crazy little girl.
Well, that crazy little boy, you know, he did his thing too. Okay? And like you said, they both came.
I said it in the beginning. These were two dysfunctional young people in a dysfunctional relationship.
Exactly.
But let's be real. This crazy young woman who grew up in a family in which her father slapped her mother around repeatedly, and in Barbados, the Royal Barbadian Police cannot even come onto your property if you live in a gated community and you're killing your woman. So she grew up in an atmosphere in which she was comfortable watching her mother get beat, and she thought that that was a form of affection. And there are lots of women that are out there that are sick, that think that they have to slap a man, beat a man, kick on a man in order to make that man hit them or lash out at them for them to feel love. And it's dysfunctional and it's sick.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly on it. And pretending that it's just a bunch of men out there that are out of control. There are lots of women out there that are out of control.
You got that right. You got that right. There are people that are out of control, period, whether they're men or women. You know?
Yo, that's
and
where
people
that
come
old statement.
People
if it ain't rough, it ain't right. If it ain't rough,
some
it ain't
people
right.
feel like that. Some people feel like that.
You know what I mean?
You know, and there's other people like myself. No, you don't put your hands on me. I'm not putting my hands on you. You don't do that, okay? But there's people out there that feel like that, oh, if you don't slap me around, you don't love me. You know, and it's wrong, but what can you do? Some people have grown, you know, they come up that way. That's what they're used to.
Go finish it, and then I'll say what I have to say. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, everybody has grown up differently and have their own opinions about different things, and if you're in the public eye, it's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, it's like I said, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. Okay, and whether you agree or disagree with what somebody else says, that's what makes the controversy. That's what makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a K Diddy profound statement. We're all a product of our environment.
Absolutely.
Hold on, I gotta let one more person in here. Sweet D, where you at, mama? Hold on. The switchboard trying to hate on you. I saw you put your hands up. What up, family?
Yeah, you know, all these things that are happening in the world, and even the person, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
And the person that was tweeting, you know, that they got good pipe and for that reason they should be in that is just letting us know what's going on in the world, and not just in our community, but in the world. And these situations and these issues surely need to be addressed, so that we know that in order for the nation that comes through the woman, you know, is nurtured right, the man has to be right. So, yes, men have to step up their game so women can step up their game as well, because, see, there's the sun and there's the moon, and the moon is reflecting the sun. And if the woman is doing something wrong, what are y'all doing wrong? Now, that's all I have to say. We need some healing, men and women.
There you go, girl. And that's why I said what I said when he said about laying his pipe. He figures, you know, because I can lay good pipe, I deserve this. No, bruh, it doesn't work that way. And that's why I said what I said.
But I'll stand by that. But see, you still keep going back to that. And I understand what you said. I understand that fully, but that still doesn't excuse the fact or rationalize the fact that in its foundationally that logic is flawed, because you as a woman, as an individual, is supposed to be able to, in your healing process, move beyond that. You're not
baby, I have moved beyond that.
Responding to that with negativity.
I have moved beyond that.
You've brought it up three times since I've been on the phone. You've brought it up at least three times.
Okay, that's because we're still talking about the same subject, sweetheart. I've moved beyond that. I ain't got a problem with that. Okay, if that's what you want to do, fine. Do that. Okay, we can move on to something. I ain't got a problem with that. I'm just making a statement, okay? And I'm quite sure there's other people out there that feel the same way that I do. And I'm not just talking about women doing that. I'm talking about men and women, because we all, you know, we're all human. We're flawed. Okay?
I'm perfect.
Oh, please. You're more flawed than anybody I know. Anyway.
You don't hear me running my mouth.
Yeah, always. But we're all flawed as human beings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, I ain't got a problem with that. If that's what you want to do, fine. And there's people out there that accept that. But, you know, I'm entitled to mine, and I can say it as many times as I feel like it. But that doesn't mean that I'm stuck on that. We talk about things every Sunday, different situations, you know, not just this. So, you know, this just happens to be the topic of the day. So that's what I'm talking about. Okay, and I appreciate, you know, I can appreciate your opinion. I really do. You know, I like the things that you're saying, you know, and I can appreciate where you're coming from. I really do.
Well, I'm glad that you can appreciate it. I truly am.
I really do. And I've been around the block a few times, you know. I've had different relationships, and I've been in the entertainment industry for a long time, so probably longer than you.
Yo, hold on. I got to stop this. We're down to the last minute. This topic was off the chain.
Yes, it was.
We're going through the part two next week. We ain't even got no time left. We're down to 59 seconds. I love y'all. We'll do it again next week. And my man, what's the name of your show? I'm going to come holler at you.
It's the S-Dot Files on Blog Talk Radio.
And
the show is the Booty Call Show. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Normally the show is Friday nights from 10 to midnight.
Well, please make sure that you call in on our show next week, because we totally value, you know, like I said, opinions are like a-holes. Everybody got one. But we totally value everybody's opinion that calls in.
Absolutely.
Because that's what makes the show.
All right. You guys have a great night.
You too. Right. Tony?
I'm right here, babe.
Give me a call.
We about to get up out of here.
Give me a call.
We're down to it. Yeah.
Club 22 when he caught my eye. From his head to his shoes, he was looking fly. Never was amazed by these other guys. Brush him off, not for long. Next thing I'm waving by. Cause he had a face I never saw before. I give dudes a chance only if they are mature. And he was everything I'm looking for. Nice cut, real neat, all that and even more. Only the future knows what could be in store. Could he be the one, but I'm not even sure. So I guess I gotta find out. Looks are deceiving, gotta know him inside out. I said to myself, just give him a chance. He came to me close and asked for a dance. A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he would wife. But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night. Cause I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that flight. But he wasn't trying to play me. Said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far he can take me. What these others can't see in me. I told him, maybe so, that could even be. But I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down. And I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs, show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice. And like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts. And all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always back. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs. Cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.